Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Boggs. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Tommy Boggs. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Cash steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dawson for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Carter steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nolan for a passed ball. Carter moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster bunts towards the mound. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Valentine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valentine. May fumbles the ball. That's an error on May. Bonnell goes all the way around to score. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Rudy May. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Perthel now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to second. Tommy Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs bunts towards the mound. Perthel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to third. Nolan moves to second. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Royster reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Nolan scores. It's 4-0, Braves. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Royster steals third. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromartie. Royster scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 5-0, Braves. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burrows is walked intentionally. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Perez reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 5-3, Braves. Craig Schock now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards third. Horner catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-2 in the game. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard bunts towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a line drive towards first. Perez catches it and steps on first to double up Hubbard. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Spear reaches second base with a double. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Jerry Perdle. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a pop-up towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Craig Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Royster reaches second base with a double. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-3 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Perez reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Office moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Office scores. Horner moves to second. It's 6-3, Braves. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bonson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Beal pinch hits for Craig Skok. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Roland Office now playing center field. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garber, and towards Royster, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 6-4, Braves. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Tony Perez. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Valentine moves to third. Mejias moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Atlanta Braves, 6. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.